1.5 million Palestinians are trapped in the largest open-air prison in the world, denied basic rights, the freedom of movement, the right to receive medical attention, to receive an adequate education, even the right to basic foodstuffs. And this is why we have organized the Freedom Flotilla, a coalition of organizations around the world that have organized boats to challenge Israel's illegal blockade on the Gaza Strip. We will be sailing from different ports around the Mediterranean, converging at a certain point, and then making our way to Gaza. Knowing that the Israeli Navy, one of the most powerful militaries in the world, is blockading the Gaza Strip, but knowing that this blockade is illegal and our respective countries have been doing nothing.
International activists who are trying to break the Gaza blockade say they could reach Israel's exclusion zone in a few hours.
The activists had really relayed full information to the Israeli authority before arriving. Turkey informed the Israelis of its full knowledge that there has been absolutely no weapons on that on board of these boats. These boats were totally unarmed. These were civilians from 40 countries that came for a humanitarian purpose. And yet the Israelis attacked them with the might of the Israeli army, navy, air force, helicopters, everything, and in international waters.
Mr. President, I appear before you today as a result of a very sad and tragic occasion where one state member of this august house has committed a serious crime in total disregard of all the values we have vowed to uphold since the establishment of the United Nations system. I am distraught by the fact that the Israeli Defense Forces stormed a multinational civilian endeavor carrying humanitarian aid to Gaza in international waters.
Against European countries, Europe should also be mobilizing. This was an Israeli attack against the whole world, all nations.
Turkey is still calling for Israel to be punished after the deadly raid on an aid ship bound for Gaza left 9 Turks dead. At a conference in Istanbul, the Turkish Foreign Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, said the international community should investigate.
Israeli forces stormed at least one ship attempting to break the blockade of Gaza. Commanders lowered themselves from the helicopters and onto the Mavi Marmara. That's the lead ship in a flotilla of 6 vessels which are carrying aid for the Palestinian territory. We can confirm that at least 2 people have been killed and more than 30 have been injured. Israeli radio is reporting the death toll may be as high as 16 people.
9 activists killed during the Israeli storming of a Gaza aid flotilla have been buried in Istanbul. All but one were Turkish. The other was a U.S. national of Turkish origin. Their bodies arrived in Turkey earlier on Thursday alongside hundreds of detainees deported by Tel Aviv. Israel decided to send home some 700 activists from various countries as international condemnation grew over its troops' actions. The U.N. Human Rights Council wants to set up an independent fact-finding mission to look into what it calls violations of international law.
The backlash from Israel's raid on a Turkish flotilla last week continues, and all eyes are focusing on the Gaza blockade, on Israel's rejection of an international investigation, on the lack of the response from the U.S., and of the ships that are yet to come. Because now the Turkish Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan, is considering going himself on a ship to Gaza with the possible accompaniment of the Turkish Navy.
Rise to join this debate with a very heavy heart, truly pondering the terrible fate of the Palestinian people is profoundly depressing and dispiriting. Like so many other Irish people, I've followed the events in the Middle East now for many years, and one cannot but be moved by what is happening to the Palestinian people. The close involvement of so many Irish people with this aid mission, so viciously and wantonly attacked by Israel, helps bring it all that much closer to us here today. I'm utterly appalled by Monday's dastardly actions by the Israeli Defense Forces. What we're dealing with here is a blatant act of international piracy. It involves the unlawful killing and the kidnap of humanitarian workers carrying a cargo of mercy to a very beleaguered people. Israel's behavior is nothing short of outrageous.
Well, I'm joined now from Ramallah by Hoveda Araf from the Free Gaza Movement. She was in one of the 6 ships, the Challenger, which was raided by the Israelis.
repeatedly called on the Israelis not to attack our ships, not to use violence. They did radio us. We identified ourselves. We told them that we are unarmed civilians. We have parliamentarians with us. We have reporters with us, doctors, journalists, lawyers, and we are carrying humanitarian aid headed for the Gaza Strip. There's no reason to use force.
The operative part of this resolution strongly condemns the Israeli attack, deplores the loss of innocent civilians, and demands Israel to immediately release all detainees, ensure their safe return, and calls upon the occupying power Israel to cooperate with the ICRC to seek and provide information on the whereabouts, status, and condition of the detainees.
The Security Council was called in today on a day that here in the U.S. is a holiday. It's Memorial Day. All these ambassadors were called in for an emergency Security Council meeting, which is underway already. It was called by Turkey, and Lebanon is now the president of this council. The Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, expressed shock. He condemned the attack, the injuries, and the killings of those that were aboard the Peace Flotilla, and said that Israel must provide an explanation. But what happens in this chambers is that there needs to be some type of consensus in order for any step to move forward. At this point, they're pushing for a presidential statement, a statement that the Security Council can read out in a few hours or so, but all the members of the Security Council need to agree on this text. We should mention that the White House released a statement saying that it deeply regrets the loss of life and injuries that have been sustained, and the White House is currently working to understand this circumstance.
The Palestinian people has changed as a result of that. This is a turning point in the campaign. There'll be no looking back. There'll be no turning back. Onwards to the freedom for the Palestinian people.
Today we're paying tribute to the martyrs, to the great courage of the people in Gaza, to the great courage of the people in Turkey, and I'm saluting each and every one of you today, because every one of you can make a difference to what is happening in Gaza. What we witnessed in the last few days was a turning point, similar to the Sharpeville massacre in South Africa when 69 innocents were slaughtered. Israel has indulged in needless bloodshed. They couldn't even wait for the Freedom Flotilla to get out of international waters. And if the international community refuses to take action, we will!
If the Israelis thought by their violent action the people who support the Palestinians would be cowed, our message is, you failed!
We are not scared! With a mighty military, our willpower is greater than any military power you can put in front of us. Call Israel! Your brutality does not scare us! Our endurance is far greater than anything meant to brutalize us. We cannot be demoralized. We have a major, major force globally, my friends. Ours with people from 40 countries.
I have an announcement to make. Following our negotiations in Istanbul yesterday, I can announce to you that on the day after Ramadan, two fighting convoys, one by land and one by sea, will be sailed from Aqaba to Sinai and enter the gates of Rafah.
You're not aware that we're aware of your despair. Don't show your tears to your oppressor. Don't show your tears.
Try not to climb it.